In you shall be a well of living water. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in church tonight? What a privilege it is once again for you and I to get to come to the house of the Lord. God is certainly good to us, isn't he? Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord, tell them you're glad to see them in church on Saturday night. Play some more of it, guys, if you will. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated for a few minutes tonight while we look at our prayer request. Brother Sam Clark called today. Just give you a little testimony about him and Sister Gail. They both, Sister Gail, as you know, have been going through quite a bit of rehab, trying to get her strength back. And Brother Sam said she is walking now. Little steps, but she is now walking. And Brother Sam's been pretty sick himself. With an injury to his leg, but they're looking forward just any weekend now to be coming back to the house of the Lord. And so we certainly miss them. We miss them in the assembly when they're not here. So we want to just remember those folks in prayer tonight. Brother Tracy's in the hospital. They're saying that he has pneumonia. They're asking for prayer. So we certainly want to pray for Brother Tracy that the Lord would be mindful of him. Want to pray for Brenda Jones. She heard her back on Thursday. Has been in a lot of pain. Needs a healing touch from the Lord. So let's remember that prayer request tonight. Want to pray for Brother Greg, Sister Shirley Robbins. Both are sick and need a touch from the Lord. So let's remember those folks tonight. Sister Clara Moore, sick in body. We'll be having a scan on Monday. Pray that all is well. So we just commit that unto the Lord tonight. Sister Joanne Tessa says to please pray for my husband's family over in West Virginia. One of his sisters passed away, so we want to just commit that need unto the Lord, that God would be mindful of that family as they go through this time. Sister Linda Jablonski says to please pray for my cousin Shirley. She has tumors in her stomach. Thank you, and may God bless. So let's remember that prayer request. I want to pray for Janet Kennedy, who's having some blood work done next week. Please pray that the results will be good. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Sister Phyllis Phillips, having problems with her sugar, also high blood pressure. Also, their neighbor, Mrs. Judy Campbell, has breast cancer. So let's remember those requests tonight as we pray. Brother Junior Davis requests prayer. He's feeling nauseated today. Wants to thank you for remembering him in prayer. So let's remember him. I want to pray for Sharon and Kara Wiggins. Both are homesick, need a healing touch. So let's remember those requests tonight. Brother Don Cooper says, I have been diagnosed with stage 3 renal failure. Believe with me for my healing. So we're just going to commit that unto the Lord. Just a lovely couple, Brother Don and Sister Betty. We just appreciate them and just ask God to give our brother healing. Believe that the Lord's able and more than able to do that for him, don't we? I want to remember Brother Baker in prayer, unable to be in the service tonight. And I wasn't asked to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I request your prayer for Brooke Garland. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, I got a prayer cloth. Ruth sent it to her. They live over in Roanoke. She was facing, she's about 20, 21 years old, somewhere in that area. Anyway, she was facing a very, very serious situation. Doctors were really, really, really concerned. And some of you may know about it. But anyway, they did a biopsy and just looking for the worst. And come back, and everything was just top-notch condition, no problems whatsoever. And they began to question the doctor and say, how is this? How did this show up? And now there's nothing. He said, well, you just received your Christmas miracle. So praise the Lord for that. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. We just praise the Lord for that. And want to remember Brother Donnie and all of his family. A lot of the family is over up in New York with Brother Robert Marrero and the services this weekend. Let's pray for those services, that the Lord would just bless them with a wonderful, wonderful time. Traveling Mercy on the Highway. Brother David Gadman from Brother Homer Longoria's Assembly is here with us this weekend, going to be speaking, and I know you're going to be blessed, and we're looking forward to that tonight. Well, it's just a privilege to be together, isn't it? You know, this is the last weekend that we'll ever be in church in 2013. How about that? I never thought we'd be here, did you? But here we are. Here we are. Are you glad to be among God's people tonight? Somebody say hallelujah. Now why don't you give the Lord a big hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. Let's stand. Brother Jim Maxwell, I want you to come tonight, if you will. Lead us to the Lord in prayer. We just want to commit these things unto the Lord. Brother Jackie Benton's here with us in this service tonight. Brother Jackie's going to be hopefully giving us a song here just in a few minutes, if you will. And maybe just a word of testimony as to what the Lord has done for him. The Lord has done great things among us, hasn't he? Let's just pray over these things tonight, Brother Jim. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just an honor and a privilege to be back again, once again, in the house of God. We're so thankful, Father, that we have a place that we can come to, Lord, to meet with you, because, Father, you said if there's two or three gathered together in your name, you said you'd be in our midst. Whether we feel like you're here or not, Lord, your word has already declared that you're here. So, Father, we're here to meet with you. We're here for you to teach us the things that we have need of, Father. We just ask, Lord, tonight that you will be with our brother, and we just ask, Lord, that you will just lead him and guide him. I'm sure you've laid things upon his heart, but, Lord, if there's things and needs that are outside of what you've laid on his heart, make him sensitive to your spirit, Lord, we pray. We just want to commit this service into your hands, Lord, and just ask that you would have the preeminence, Father. And, Lord, these needs, some great needs that's amongst the people, Father. But, Lord, we're serving a great God. So, Father, we just look into you. The greatest thing that I know we can do, Lord, is just place these things not in my hands or the hands of these people, but in your hands, Father. So we commit them into your hands, Lord, just knowing that you will take care of it and you will bring honor and glory to you, Father. We commit the service into your hands, Lord. Everything that's said and done may bring honor and glory to you, Father. We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have each and every one of you here. All those that are streaming this service tonight, pray this service will be a blessing to those folks as well. Well, we're facing the end of 2013, as I said a minute ago. I'm glad for one thing, that God has watched over us and kept us together as a church group. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the ministry that he has set among us and placed us under, and all the helps, the ministers here that help Brother Donnie. I'm glad they don't have their own agenda, but they're just to preach the gospel. I appreciate that, don't you? Amen. Let's give the Lord another big hand clap of praise tonight. Something keeps holding me. Aren't you glad about it? Yes, something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully overcome my
more than I could bear. Oh, and I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't. He's got it. His desire to steal away my faith. Oh, but I'm glad that I have found just in time this revelation. Jesus is the strength I need to keep me.
Be the name of the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Brother Jackie Benton, come up here, buddy. God bless you. We love this guy right here, don't we? We sure do. We sure love you, buddy. You're doing good, aren't you? God bless you. How old are you now?
Be 80 in February.
80 in February.
Amen.
He's going strong, Stu. I love you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be in church. Good to be in the family of God. And I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for your prayers, your support. Amen. In this time, amen. You know, Brother Gene, there comes a time when we can't pray for ourselves, that God has got people. Amen. Just take, amen, to heart the needs and talk to God. And I'm thankful for that. Many people have told me, you're on a prayer list. We're praying for you daily. So don't stop. Amen. I appreciate you. Thank you for all the visits, the cards that we've received and the fruit basket from the church. And I'm glad to be in church tonight. Most of you know that during my, I had the stroke, and at first I couldn't move my legs. Had to pull, amen, with my hand, pull my legs, you know, toward me. And so, but God is gracious, and I'm thankful, amen, for that tonight. Amen, that I can walk, I can talk, amen, and desire to serve Him. Amen. And give Him all of the rest of my life. I want to be a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ. That's been my desire. Amen. To be a blessing to the little bride of Jesus Christ around the world. And I had people praying for me in Europe, in the Philippines, Jamaica, many places. Amen. I thank God for every prayer that's been prayed. Hallelujah. May God bless you is my prayer. Amen. So I didn't know that I'd be up here doing this, but I was going to write, you know, a testimony of thanks for the church and for all the prayers of the people. And I'm glad that I could, amen, do it in person tonight. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord in the key of F. One that all of us can sing tonight. And truly, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. How many can say that's your desire tonight? You want the Lord to be satisfied. Amen. As Brother Donnie said, I just want to hear him say, well done. Just to hear him say, well done. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for no rewards. That's not, you know, that's the least, amen, of my thoughts tonight, is to get rewards. Hallelujah. I just want to hear him say, well done. I've said many times, and some people may not believe this, but the more I do, amen, the more I feel like I've done nothing. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean anything. Amen. No glory to me. All the glory belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly I want him to be satisfied with me. Amen. One glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole. He's so completely then satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark, troubled, stormy sea, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what it has been. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied, it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But it's my Lord, well, it's satisfied with me. Lord, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. Glory. I want my rock to be what it has been. Glory. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost sheep unto the fold, that I might stand unafraid, unmoved for thee. I want my Lord to be satisfied. Glory, hallelujah. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what it has been. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Sing it one more time. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what it has been. Glory. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. His smile will say he is satisfied with me. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you.
He's not sung in a long time, and he needs to sing his signature song, a little bit of it anyway, don't he?
Amen.
Will you do that for us?
Yes, amen.
All right, sing a little bit of it. We'll hear.
They put on the Facebook or something, you know, and I saw it up at Brother Ron Spencer's church. Brother Frazier, all the church gathered in the front and sang for me. Amen. I claimed the blood. I appreciate that. And I still claim the blood tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. those precious blood stains were bathed just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloods. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream. Glory, hallelujah, oh, with the peace that only His redeemed can know. Glory, hallelujah, I claim, oh, hallelujah, that on Calvary, those precious blood stains were made just for me. My sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. When I need healing, I claim those precious blessings. Glory, amen. Hallelujah.
Well, God bless Brother Jackie Bitt. Overworked him a little bit tonight, maybe, but that's all right. He'll get over it. Praise the Lord. We appreciate our brother, don't we? Let's stand tonight, if you will. Time to go on into the service. Brother David Gadman from down at Brother Homer Longoria's assembly there in Alabama. He's here with us, and we want him to feel at home. We want to make him welcome. You going to pray for him tonight? And I believe God will speak whatever you have need of tonight if you'll pull on the gift of God. Brother Harry's going to lead us in a course as our brother gets ready to come tonight. Let's just enjoy the service. God bless you.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray.
Presence on hold. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated for a minute. That'd be all. Amen. I'm no singer. And he told you, and I don't have to introduce myself, and from Brother Homer's church, and he knows I can't sing, so if I try, and I guess he's probably listening in or streaming in, so I don't want to be in trouble. I may have to be looking for a new church home if I sing, but anyway. But I just want to read this to you, and this kind of calms my nerves too, but first I want to greet everybody in the name of the Lord tonight, amen. And David Gadman, and go to Brother Homer's church, evangelize out of his church, and I'm glad to be here tonight. Amen. Granted a privilege that Brother Donnie would ask me to come. Amen. And be and stand in his place while he's gone. Amen. So I'm here, and my wife and daughter and two grandsons are here with me. So, somewhere. So. Anyway, I'd like to read this to you before we get started. It's called, I Am a Soldier. Now, you might have heard this before. If you did, just count it to my ignorance. It says, I am a soldier in the army of my God. The Lord Jesus is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I'm a volunteer in this army, and I'm enlisted for eternity. I will either retire in this army at the rapture or die in this army, but I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am faithful, reliable, capable, and dependable. If my God needs me, I am there. If he needs me in the Sunday school to teach the children, work with the youth, help adults, or just sit and learn, he can use me because I am there. I am a soldier. I am not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, or picked up, or pepped up. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier. I am not a wimp. I'm in place saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and building his kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into his army, I had nothing. If I end up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win. My God has and will continue to supply all of my need. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ. Devils cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. Amen. Amen. I am a soldier. Even death cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from this battlefield, he will promote me to captain and then allow me to rule with him. I'm a soldier in the army and I'm marching claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I'm a soldier marching heaven bound. I'm a soldier. Here I stand. Will you stand with me? Guess what? If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and been baptized for the remission of your sins, you've already enlisted. Question is, what part of the service are you in? Active duty, serving the Lord faithfully, daily, and on duty 24/7. Reserve status, serving only when called upon or twice a year, Christmas and Easter. Guard status, backing up the active duty group, or AWOL, absent without the Lord. Think about it. Keep looking up to God and know he is true and always looking down at you. You believe that? You're a soldier? Amen. Let's stand together tonight then and look to his word. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Thank God done that right. Amen. I know Brother Dale Smith comes by here a lot. Amen. He's my buddy. So anyway, kind of watched him say, yeah, he done it. So anyway, but praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, and look at the first verse there, if you could. Amen. How many's going to pool tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, this is my first time here. Well, first time actually preaching here, but been visiting here, and I may not know you, and you may not know me too good, but God knows every bit of us. Every one of us. Amen. He knows what we have need of. He sure does. You say, does he? Yes, he does. See, my God didn't die in 1965. Amen. I mean, my God is still alive. Though the prophet went off the scene in 1965, but God is still here. Amen. And he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And hey, Brother Jackie, he may let me leave my notes and speak to one individual tonight, and that'll be worth it all. You say, does he still speak? I say he does. Amen. Amen. And let me, can I just throw this in for a testimony? About a year ago, I guess it was, my wife, she's back there somewhere. You know, kind of crowded tonight, but anyway, she gets kind of nervous and everything, and so we was in service about probably maybe a year, maybe a little longer than that, and she just real nervous as on a Sunday night, she leaned over to me and said, boy, David said, I'm just real nervous, and she named some things that were bothering her. And so she said, I'll just leave because I ain't going to get nothing out of the service anyway. I said, well, we'll just pray and believe. And listen, I never did have seen Brother Homer. I can't remember if I went out to lunch with him between services, but I didn't see Brother Homer, Brother Louie, before that evening service. He walks out there and he reads the scripture and he begins to preach, and all of a sudden he's going a different direction. He says, I don't know why I'm going this direction. And he began to name the things that my wife 30 minutes ago just told me what was bothering her. God knew, amen. Brother Homer might not have knew why he was going in that direction, but God does. And he's still that same God tonight. Amen. Daniel 9 and verse 1. It says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'd ask, oh God, that, Lord, you just move the vessel aside now, Lord, and you come and you speak to through us, Lord God. Help us, oh God. Lord, my testimony, just like Brother Jackie said earlier, Lord, I want you to be satisfied with me, Lord. Oh God, help us, oh God. Just to get over there and hear you say, well done, well done. Lord, it'll be worth it all. All the battles, all the trials we ever go through, Father. Lord, I ask, oh God, now that you just, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you move the vessel aside. Lord, anoint lips of clay, Lord God. The word's already anointed. Just anoint lips to speak it, Lord. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener, Father. And when we leave this building tonight, can we say like they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you talked with us along the way? We'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Like to take maybe for a thought tonight, I set my face unto the Lord. Amen. I set my face unto the Lord. Be all right if I read you something out of desperation? Amen. Several months ago, I began to read this message and then listen to it and then read it again two or three times, and just seemed like this began to speak to me out of this little scripture here. Read this scripture and seemed like this began to speak to me. I set my face unto the Lord. And I believe there was a time we need to set our face unto the Lord. It's now. Amen. Tomorrow may be too late. Amen. I think Brother Louis was saying, you know, here it is, and who would have thought that we'd be here? Here we are facing 2014 in just a few days. Amen. Who would have thought? Amen. Here, some of us thought 1977 would be it. Some thought 1983. But here, we still here. And if there ever was a time we need to set our face to the Lord, it's now. Amen. I believe it's now. The hour's too late to play with God. Amen. The hour's too late to say, well, I don't know where I said. The hour is too late to not know where we stand. Amen. Listen what he said now, the prophet said. He said, now I believe we're living in the days where otherwise the days that we're living in should call the church to go completely into desperation. How many believes that tonight? Amen. Amen. Now this was 1963, 50 years ago. Amen. Where are we at tonight? I wonder if we're still as desperate as we was when we first came in contact with the message. Amen. When we first came in contact with the message, we thought, wow, we're just going to get out of here pretty quick. Amen. But we're still here. Amen. Oh, help us tonight, Lord. Amen. It says here, he says, I believe, he said, go complete into desperation. I believe since the message this morning, that morning he preached on the token. And he said, if there was a message that I preached that was under inspiration besides those seals, was the token. Oh God, amen. I wonder if the token's applied tonight. Amen. I wonder if we're desperate. God help me. I need to set my face to you, Lord. Amen. I need to set my face unto you. He said, I believe it ought to throw this entire congregation into desperation that we have played long enough. Amen. What did the scriptures say? They went into the marketplace. They went and they eat and they rose up to want to play. God help us tonight not to come in here service after service and just eat and go out to play. God help us to be sincere. Amen. He said it should throw this whole congregation into desperation. That we played long enough. I wonder, have we? Amen. If that's our God, help us. Amen. Oh, let that be our prayer. I played long enough. God, I want you to be satisfied with me. Amen. I might not understand a lot of things. I might not know a lot of things about the seals. I might not know about the church agent. But one thing I want to know is, Lord, if you're satisfied with me, and am I living that life? Amen. Hallelujah. Am I living that life? Amen. Amen. Come on. I know you know that. Hey, Brother Donnie's been preaching about just living that life. The prophet of God said it'd be so simple, it'll pass over the top of our heads and we won't even realize it. What about just living that life? Amen. Amen. Oh God, help us. Amen. Can I read again? Listen, he said desperation, signs of his coming should throw every member of Christ, every member. It didn't say every church member, but it said every member of Christ. I don't want to just be a church member tonight. Amen. I don't want to be a church member in the morning. I want to be a member of the body of Christ. I want to know that I'm baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. Excuse me. It said should throw this entire every member of Christ into desperation now about our souls. About our welfare for hereafter. Amen. Well, what are we going to amount to if we gain the whole world? What are we living for? What do you work for? What are you eating for? What are you struggling for? To live. What are you living for? To die. And you're not fit to live until you're fit to die. It's true. Then God help me to be fit to die this night. Amen. Help me to set my face to you, Lord. I was thinking about this and looking at this. Amen. And I begin to think, there's a lot of times we take the message for granted. They just say, well, I'm in the message and, I've been in the message about 40 years or all that and all that. That don't have nothing to do with, are you got that life? Are you living the life? Amen. What was the message? The message was Christ. What was the mystery? What was it? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. I just want to be a surrendered vessel, a yielded vessel that Christ can come and live his life through me tonight. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, if we ever needed the Holy Ghost, we need it now. If there ever was a time we need the Holy Ghost, not just on the flesh, but on the inside of the inside. Amen. The Holy Ghost that'll make us overcome the things of the world. Amen. The Holy Ghost, it'll make us want to come to the house of God. Amen. It'll make us want to worship God. Amen. We don't have to wait to say, well, Brother Louis, we don't have to wait for him to say, let's raise our hands. We should have something to be on the inside of us that we just say, God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I appreciate you. Amen. 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 It's that Holy Ghost that gives us power over sin and the things of the world. Amen. What did Daniel say? See, he said, I understood by the reading of the books. See, the captivity, Jeremiah prophesied about their captivity. Amen. And Daniel began to read. And he said, hey, listen, I begin to understand by the reading of the books that, hey, the time of our deliverance is at hand. Amen. Oh, my. He said, then I begin to set my face unto the Lord. Amen. Well, tonight, amen, I understand by the reading of the books, by the Bible, that the time of the rapture is at hand. And I need to set my face to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen what he says. He said, now hundreds and hundreds of years before God had said that Israel would sojourn and be mistreated in a strange country and would stay there 400 years. But God with a mighty hand would bring them out. So you see, with this burning bush, Moses knew this intellectually. I wonder about us tonight. I remember seeing a film years ago. Martin Luther said, I know it here. Amen. Intellectually. Amen. He said, I know it here. He could speak it well. Amen. What about us tonight? We might just know it here. Amen. Intellectually, we can dot our I's and cross our T's. Amen. We may know it here. We may know all the message lingo and all that. But wait, he said, well, wait till Martin Luther said, wait till he gets here. What about us tonight? Amen. Wait till it drops down here. Take that 18-inch plunge. I'm that's what I'm longing for. Amen. God, let it not be here. Let it not be here. But let it be here. Amen. He said he knew this intellectually. And the seed that was born in him was laying in his heart. And he tried through his intellectual experience with the word to try to bring them out. You know, by the scripture, sometimes that's what we've done. Because of our own intellectual experience. Huh? Oh, God. Amen. Because we see that, you know, Brother Homer, he told me, I think it is one time, if I'm not mistaken, he said, when I first heard God of this evil age, he said, I didn't see nothing that prophet was talking about. But Brother Brown, he preached, he had a prophetic ministry. And what he preached some 50 years ago, it's manifesting itself right now before us. We want to whine and whimper around and say, oh, God, but we knew these things. We've been forewarned that these things was coming upon us. It's time that we look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. See, tried it with his own intellectual experience to bring them out. To deliver them because he knew he was born for that purpose. He knew that the time the scripture all said that they'd already been there 400 years. See, he was born for that purpose. And he knew, hey, it's about time to get out of here. What about us tonight? We know by the scripture, by the reading of the books, it's time to get out of here. Let me set my face unto you, Lord. Amen. The time of the rapture is hand. Amen. And we're looking for rapture and faith, something that will change these old mortal bodies. Amen. That we won't have to worry about strokes no more. Amen. We won't have to worry about, amen, somebody not being in church or out of church no more. Amen. Somebody not liking the pastor or liking the pastor. We won't have to worry about that no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the time I'm looking for. Amen. Let's look again in Daniel. Amen. The fourth verse. Hallelujah. Daniel, he said, I set my face unto the Lord in the third verse, fourth verse. Listen. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. And made my confession. I like that. Amen. You know, Daniel, he wasn't ashamed. Hey, he was a human being just like you and I am tonight. Amen. He probably made mistakes. Amen. Probably kind of got weary in the journey. Amen. Sometimes we get kind of weary in the journey. Amen. We get kind of downhearted in the journey. Amen. Get kind of disappointed in the journey, a long life's journey. We thought, well, this is going to go this way and this way. And we get disappointed because it didn't go that way at all. And then we want to throw in the towel. But it's not a time to throw in the towel. It's time to set our face unto the Lord. Daniel said, I pray unto my Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God. I like that.
Hey, man. He remember when he was here on earth, Jesus Christ, and his disciples came to him and said, teach us how to pray.
Amen.
And he said, pray like this, our Father. Amen. Oh, if you don't have a father tonight, earthly, you got one, a heavenly Father. Amen. Who cares and knows all about you? Amen. He's not like an earthly father. Oh, you might come home to your earthly father when you was a kid and said, Dad, when you were just a young child, said, Dad, I need you. Dad said, well, I worked hard. Today I don't have time for you. But he's got time for us tonight. What a heavenly Father we serve. Amen. What a great God we serve. He said, pray like our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Amen. In other words, your glory and your honor and your reverence, Lord. And Lord, I took on that name when I became a Christian. Help me live in such a way that it'll bring honor to your name. Hey, you know, I'm here tonight, and I actually represent Brother Homer and his church. Amen. Brother, when you go somewhere, you represent this church. Brother Jeff represents this church. God, help me to represent you, Lord. Amen. When I go on my job. Amen. When I'm in the grocery store, where am I at? Help me to represent you, Lord. That what I say and what I do and my actions bring honor to your name. Let it bring glory to your name. Amen. He said, the great and dreadful God. Keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him. Oh my, the great and dreadful God that keeps the covenant and mercy to them that love him. I'm so glad he's faithful. He's a faithful God. Amen. What a Father we have tonight. Amen. He's keeping his covenant. My, I tell you what, if there's anything that we can depend on, Brother Amos, and that's the Word of God. Because the Word of God is reliable. I may say something to you, brother, or sister, and I may have to come back to you and say, I'm sorry, I can't keep my word. But he's never like that. He said, if you repent and be baptized, he said, I'll give you the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. The word is reliable tonight. And God keeps his covenant and his mercy to them that love him and to them that obey him. He keep his commandments. Amen. We have sinned, verse 5, and have committed iniquity. Boy, Daniel's sure putting it plain, isn't he? We have sinned and committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Verse 6, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Can you imagine? Daniel said, I set my face to the Lord. Then he begins to make his confession. And then he begins to tell how we've done wickedly. We committed iniquity. What's iniquity? Knowing to do something, don't do it. Amen. We go ahead and do it anyway. Amen. It's what did Samuel said? You have sinned and where you haven't prayed. Amen. And the prophet, our prophet comes along and said, you can sing too much, you can talk too much, but you can't pray enough. Oh God, I hope you're praying for the service tonight. Amen. And pulling and say, God, amen. Have that man's, you know, like I said earlier about Brother Homer. God, he's still God. Amen. And I like when that FMD calls the deep, the prophet backs up. He says, you sir, sitting there, you were praying. Have that man speak to me. He's still that same God. You may be praying, say, God, I got a need tonight. Amen. And you pray and you pull from the gift, then I can speak directly to you. And if you're prayed up and I'm prayed up, then God will speak his mind for the service. Amen. He'll speak his mind for the service. And that's what I want him to do. Amen. I want him to have the preeminence. This is not my service. This is not your service, but it's his service. Lord, you come and you have the preeminence. Amen. You come and you have the preeminence. Look at verse 7. Or verse 6. Let's read it again. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in the name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and all the people of the land. Verse 7, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. as it is this day to the men of Judea and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespasses. They have trespassed against thee. I thought, my, if the Lord ever had right on his side, he had right on his side.
Amen.
Because Daniel said unto you, Lord, belongeth righteousness. But unto us, confusion of faces. Because we haven't kept your word. We've rebelled against you. We haven't hearkened to your voice. We haven't listened to you. And so therefore, no wonder somebody, there's so much confusion in the land today because they ain't hearkened to the voice. Amen. What did Moses tell them? In Deuteronomy one time he said, told them a blessing if you obey and a curse if you disobey. How many wants a blessing? Nobody wants a cursing. That was simple. A blessing if you obey, a cursing if you disobey. God help me to obey you then. Because I sure don't want to, but I want a blessing. Amen. I want you to bless me, Lord. I want you to help me, Lord. I want you to deliver me, Lord, if I need deliverance. I want you to help me, Lord, if I need help, Lord. Amen. It said a blessing if you obey, a curse if you disobey. I believe despite our human frailness and our disloyalty sometimes, God's still going to have a people that loves him. God's still got a people that's going to be ready for a rapture. God's still got a bride. You know what he said in his scripture? He said that I'm going to have a church without spot or wrinkle. He, not me, not you, but that he would have a church without spot or wrinkle. A sanctified church, a holy church, without blemish. So that's a promise that he said that he would sanctify it. Amen. That he would present what? That holy to himself. So if he said he's going to have a church, whether I'm a part of the church or you're a part of the church, God's still going to have a church. God's still going to have a bride. Whether I'm part of the bride or you're part of the bride, God's still going to have a bride. So we might as well make up in our mind tonight that I want to be a part of it. Because you said you're going to have one, Lord, whether I'm in it or not. So, Lord, help me to make up in my mind tonight that I'm going to be a part of it. Amen, Lord. I don't care what position I have to play. If I'm just a little toad, God, help me tonight to set my face unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we have sinned, Daniel said, by departing from thy precepts. We haven't hearkened. You know, we're living in a time where people just don't want to repent. We're living in a time where preachers don't even want to repent. Oh, help us, Lord. Amen. We're living in a time where if we made a mistake, we don't have want to come back and say, hey, listen, I made a mistake. I done wrong. Would you forgive me? But we're living in that hour. I think I heard Brother Donnie. There today, listen to him, watching, he was saying something about being politically correct. We don't want to walk the boat these days. We don't want to make anybody mad. Amen. But we don't want to disturb anybody. I think that about, what, 15, maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, it came out, you know, and it's really bad now. You don't want to offend nobody. We got to be politically correct. But the word of God offends somebody, let it offend. Amen. If preacher, the brother Branham, they came to him and said, you're going to ruin your ministry. He said, if preaching the gospel runs the ministry, it needs to be ruined. Amen. God help us to stand for what's right and what's true. Help us to stand for your word, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to call it like it is. Amen. Oh God, help us. People don't want to repent. That's the hour we're living in. But Daniel said, righteous belongeth unto you, but confusion of face belongs unto us. Because what we've done. Listen to what he says again. Moses, knowing that he was born for that purpose, looked out of the window, watched them Hebrews as they toiled. Look back here in the scripture. And it said, and they shall sojourn 400 years. See, I'll bring them out with a mighty hand. Then when he come back at your commission, anointed, know that he was born. And his faith, look back, look by faith. He saw those people and know they were the children of God because the word said so. Amen. Wasn't of the world, wasn't like the rest of them. They were different. Looked at the promise of God and knew that time was drawing nigh. What about me and you tonight? Amen. We can see the promise of God is drawing nigh and we know that we're different than the rest. That we were born to be sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. You know the reason we don't have desperation? The prophet of God says because the lack of love. He said the love of God. He said the love of God causes desperation. Listen. He said if God is in you. Is God in you tonight? Just half of y'all got God in you. Is God in you tonight? Amen. You know the problem, one place he said, if God's in you, you know, God goes to church. Amen. You can't wait for them doors to be open to come in here and fellowship with brothers and sisters of life, precious faith. Well, Brother Darnie ain't going to be here, but God's going to be here. Amen. Hallelujah. God's going to be here. Amen. That's what I hope you didn't come to see me. Amen. I may make a whole bunch of mistakes during the course of my prayer, but if you come to see him, he's never made a mistake. Hallelujah. He never makes no mistakes. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, they want to say, well, he missed it here and he missed it. God never misses. Amen. You're the one that missed it. Amen. God help us tonight. Amen. It's because it's the lack of love. The love of God is because we don't have desperation. Amen. He said, if God is in you, token inside of you, and you see the conditions of time. Look around us. I ain't worried about what people doing. People can throw in the towel all they want to. People can quit coming to church. That ain't going to affect me. If I got God in my heart, token on the inside of me. Amen. There's been people quit all through the Bible. Amen. What did David said over there in Psalms? Fret not yourself over evildoers. Why should I fret? Why should I go to bed at night and worry myself to death whether people's going to do right or not do right? Amen. There's always been love. There's always has been and will continue to be those that ain't going to do right. Those that ain't going to live for God. Those that don't care nothing about God. There's always going to be those. Why should I fret? Why should I worry? I'm just going to commit it to God and say, God, it's in your hands. I'm in your hands. You promised that you'd take care of me. Amen. And I'm setting my face towards you. Amen. Hallelujah. He said the token inside of you and you see the conditions of time and people waiting in sin. He said it should throw you into desperation. Hey, come on. Hey, in the little ministry that God gave me, I've been places and go back and you wonder where they at. You know? Amen. In fact, I went somewhere here not long ago. I wasn't preaching, but, you know, I called the brother the next day and said, but I really enjoyed the services as I end. I said, hey, I got a question to ask you. I said, what about brother and sister so-and-so? I said, oh, they just on vacation. I said, whew, I'm glad. Because you get kind of, you know, you see people, they're throwing in the towel. Giving up. Amen. But it's not a time. I'm setting my face into the Lord. I'm saying, God, help me. And he said, you see the God, if God's in you, token inside of you, and you see the conditions of time and people waiting in sin, it should throw us into desperation. Say, God, help us. Help my brothers and sisters. Hey, because they're giving up. Throwing the towel right and left. Amen. Let's read on. Verse 8. O Lord, belong unto us confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God, verse 9, belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Since to us belong confusion of faces because we've rebelled. We haven't listened because we've sinned. We've missed the mark. But to the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against Him. I tell you what, if there's anybody that can be in a broken heart or a broken relationship, that's God. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. In the presence of Jehovah, hearts are mended. Amen. Amen. There's deliverance in the presence of Jehovah. In the presence of Jehovah, there's healing. In the presence of Jehovah, there's forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what, He can mend a relationship, amen, physically and spiritually. Amen. I tell you, He's good about that. He can mend a relationship, amen. Verse 10, neither have we obeyed the voice of our Lord our God to walk in His laws, which He set before us by His servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel hath transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they may not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written within the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against Him. Can you imagine? It says confusion belongs to us. This is the age of confusion. This is the age of laziness. Amen. Nobody wants to put their best foot forward anymore. Amen. Nobody wants to get behind their pastor and help and pray for the church and pray for the ministry and say, and pray for the Father and the kingdom of God. Amen. The age of confusion, the age of laziness, the age of lukewarmness, the age of not wanting to be committed. Me and my wife were sitting somewhere about maybe, I don't know how long ago it's been, but we was sitting in this restaurant, this hamburger place, and we was eating breakfast, I think it was, or whatever we was doing. They had the news on the TV there. And so they came out and they were saying that today, in today's society, nobody wants to be married no more. Nobody, because they said commitment has went out the door. Nobody wants to be committed no more. And I thought, well, that's naturally. What about spiritually? The natural ties to spiritual. Nobody wants to be committed anymore. Nobody wants a headship anymore. Amen. Nobody wants to come back and live the Word of God anymore like they're supposed to. God, I'm setting my face unto You tonight. And saying, help me, Lord. Amen. Lukewarmness, laziness. Man, I never seen so many people. I work a regular job. Hey, man, you go in there and sometimes you just say, hey, let me do it. Amen, because people are lazy. Not wanting to be committed. Listen to what He said in Revelation, the 3rd chapter. Amen. If they put it up on the screen so you can see it or whatever. In Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church, a lady of sins, write these things, saith the Amen. And the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. I believe God has more respect for a cold person than He does a lukewarm person. He said, I know thy works, that they are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, verse 16, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In other words, we make God sick the way we live and the way we act. Verse 17, because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Can you imagine? Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods, and knowest it not. Hey, I'm poor. Hey, I know I'm poor. But these people said they were rich and increased with goods. But Jesus said they didn't even know they were poor, miserable, blind, naked. Didn't even know it. Can you imagine? Hey, it may get pretty cold tonight. If I walk out there without my coat on, I know it's cold. Nobody has to come around and say, hey, Brother David, it's cold. I know it's cold. But they said they didn't know it. What a pitiful shape to be in. But they didn't even know it. My. Where are we at tonight? So they didn't even know that. Said, hey, we don't have need of nothing. Said they didn't even need Christ. Verse 18, I counsel thee to buy me gold, tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Oh God, help me tonight then to buy of you the gold that's been tried in the fire. White raiment so that I might be clothed. What is that? The word of God. So that I might be clothed thereby. Praise the Lord. Amen. That the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. God, it's time we start passing the eye salve around so that we can see what hour we're living in, that we can set our face unto the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Oh, I'm glad he still loves me tonight. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand in the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. God, let me open the door. Verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have also overcome and sat down with my Father. His throne.
Praise the Lord.
To him that overcometh.
Amen.
You know, every age, all the way from Ephesus, all the way over to this last age, he ended up to him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. Amen, Brother Amos, let me to know that there's going to be some in this age to overcome. When we got to not only battle the spirit of Laodicea, but all the way from Ephesus, all the way here, all sin is heaped up into this age. And we got to battle every... No wonder sometimes we wonder where we're at and saying, God, help me, my mind. I don't know if I'm going to make it anymore or not. God, help me. God, help me. But it says to him that overcometh. Let me know that there's going to be somebody that overcomes in this age. God, I want to be that somebody. That overcomes in this age. Verse 22, he ends up like this. He that hath an ear to hear. Or he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith in the churches. He ended to the church ages. Everyone that same way to he that has an ear. Let me know there's going to be somebody in this age that has an ear to hear. I'm glad that I got an ear to hear what the Spirit says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, can you imagine? There we are. Man, he said, hey, confusion belongs to us. Amen. You know, he had right on his side. We deserve hell. Amen. What did the prophet of God say? He said, you know, if I find myself coming up to his throne, he kicks me into hell, I still love him.
Yes.
Talking about a love.
Amen.
God, give me that love.
Yes.
Amen. Give me that kind of love, Lord God, that I'll love you with all that's within my heart. Because I believe every one of us, we're hanging over hell by string. Amen. Oh my, the hobby, but I believe tonight the Holy Ghost demands a decision. Saying, God, tonight, amen, here we are. Like Brother Louis said, here we are, just a few days, 2014. Look at what 2013 produced.
Amen.
Look how many left. What about us? Look around. People that I thought, Brother Jackie, that said they're going to stand where they're at tonight. Oh, God. Let me set my face to you, Lord. Because I believe the Holy Ghost demands a decision. Amen. It demands a decision. So God, help me to make up in my mind that I'm going to live for you. No matter what anybody else does. Look at verse 12 now. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us and against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. Can you imagine? Saying, hey, listen, brought this whole judged us. That judge us by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Jerusalem. My, just think about it. As it is written, verse 13, in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us,
And made we not our prayer before the Lord our God. Can you imagine? As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet may we not our prayer before the Lord. Like I said earlier, he said, according to the law of Moses, all this has come about us. Hey, look at where we're at tonight. And like I said earlier, we want to whimper and cry and mumble and complain. But hey, we've been forewarned. Amen. Yet we do not set our face unto the Lord. Yet we don't pray. Yet we don't want to come to church. Yet we don't want to worship the Lord. Amen. Yet we don't want to do these things. Hey, these things has come upon us by that it is written or as it has been spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4. Amen. Yet we have not prayed. Yet we have not set our face unto the Lord. Yet we still won't come to church. Yet we still won't sing the praises of God. Yet we still won't lift our hands and worship Him. Amen. Psalms 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. No wonder this nation is going down. 1956, she either accept God or reject God. Came back and said she rejected God. She's been going down ever since. Recognizing your day and its message, he said, it come a time where they'll take the one nation under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Where we at? Oh, we thought it was going to come some other way. But it's coming in the way we didn't expect. Amen. We don't want to offend nobody. Yeah. Brother Donnie, don't preach too hard. Brother Homer, don't preach too hard. Because if you're not, if you do, I ain't coming back. Bye-bye. Brother Homer, my pastor, he preached on 65 preachers. Amen. And I was thinking, you know what, Brother Branham, when the last story, I was thinking about the last story, when he was talking, he said, now some of these things, he said, I have to say, he said, I hate to say them. But it's the truth. You remember when his dad passed around that bottle and his friend picked up and said, here, you want to drink? And Brother Branham said, no, sir, I don't drink. He said, Branham and don't drink. And his daddy said, yeah, I'm raising one sissy. He said, my. He said, I don't want it. He said, give me that bottle. He said, I didn't want to be a sissy. He said, I wanted to be Big Bad Bill, but not a sissy. And I thought, my. And when Brother Homer preached that, I began to think, man, I don't want to be considered a sissified preacher. Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you the truth. Amen. And I don't care if it's not politically correct or whatever. But if you don't get right with God, amen, we ain't going in the rapture. We got to set our face unto the Lord. Amen. We've got to set our face on the Lord. Amen. Oh, can you imagine? My, let me set my face to you, Lord. Amen. Oh, listen now. He said it in verse 15. He said, now, Lord, our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand. Has gotten thee renown as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem, thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Amen. I'm saying, oh God, help me. Lord, what did the prophet of God, one of his last messages, what house will you be in me? He said, keep all the smut off the message. Amen. God, help me tonight. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're living in an hour where people don't care no more. Amen. Said, Lord, you brought us forth. You're the one. Daniel said to the Lord, he was praying, said, I confess my sins. And then said, we have done wickedly. We have rebelled. We've not hearkened to your voice. And all this has happened unto us because of what was written in the law of Moses. We can say the same thing. All this has come upon us by the mouth of what the prophet of Malachi 4 has said. But still we won't set our face unto the Lord. Still we won't repent. But Lord, you're the one that brought us out of Egypt. You're the one that brought us out of the world. You're the one that brought us out of denominationalism. You're the one that did it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you brought me out of Egypt. I thank you, Lord, that you brought me out of the world.
I thank you, Lord, that you brought me out of denominationalism. He said, forgive us, Lord. He said, these things happen. He said, don't let us be a reproach. I don't want to be a reproach. Whew. You know, it's kind of, we're kind of odd anyway. People only go to church usually one time a week. That's Sunday morning. Somebody says they come to church on Sunday morning. They love to have fellowship. Whew. They come Sunday night. They love their pastor. But if they come Wednesday night, they really love God. Amen. Oh, do you love God tonight? Amen. That's the question. Amen. Not whether you love to have fellowship or you love your pastor. Amen. You're supposed to pray for him, but whether do you love God? Amen. God help me, Lord. Help me to fall in love all over with you again, Lord. Amen. I think that's what a lot of our problem is. We need to fall in love with God all over again. Amen. Say, God, here I am, Lord. I love you, Lord. Amen. I remember, Lord, when you brought me out of Egypt. I remember when you brought me out of the world. And I love you, Lord, for that, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me not be a reproach. Let me not bring iniquity. Amen. Let me not just be a statistic. All they want to say, well, so many preachers out of so many are hooked on pornography. That's a statistic. I don't want to just be a statistic. I want to be a real Christian. Amen. I want to be a real, genuine Christian. One that loves God. Amen. Not just a statistic, not just a number. Amen. But one that loves God. Amen. One that God can be satisfied with. Amen. Like that song, Brother Jackie. I'm satisfied that he paid the full price of redemption. I'm satisfied with all that. But Lord, are you satisfied with me? That's the question tonight. Have you set your face unto the Lord? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. We're fixing to close here. He said, now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications. Cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate. I'm thinking about this sanctuary. We sing that song. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy. Tried and true. What's desolate mean? Laid waste. A void of any inhabitants. God, I don't want to be void of his inhabitants. The scripture says he inhabits the praises of his people. May my very life that I live and the way I conduct my life, the way I treat my wife, the way I treat others on the job, and the way I treat the sinner, help it to bring honor to your name, Lord. Amen. I can live in such a way that it bring honor to your name. That it'll show that I ain't void of his inhabitants. Because if I live that way, I believe that's bringing praises to his name. If I can live a life beyond reproach, if I can live a life that's worthy of the gospel, I believe that's bringing honor and glory to his name. And that's what I want to do. Amen. Live a life above reproach. Live a life that brings honor to his name. Amen. Desolate. Another definition, showing the effects of abandonment. Whew. You know what? We get out away from the Lord, it's no telling where we'll end up. Oh, you may go on for a year and you may say, I'm free. Huh? That's what a lot of people say. Since I left the message, I'm free. Ain't no longer under bondage. But after a while, you watch. It starts showing, their life starts showing signs of abandonment. That God's no longer with them. Amen. Cause you take that, rich young ruler in the Bible. What did he say? When he ran up to Jesus and said, listen here, I need to know what I might do to inherit eternal life. I mean, he was sincere. I wonder how many of us is that way. He said he came running unto him and said, show me what I must do that I might inherit eternal life.
And Jesus began to quote the scripture to him, or the commandments. He said, I've kept these from my youth up. Huh? Honor thy father and mother. Give, you know, all these things. And I kept all these. But Jesus, being that God prophet, looked in his life and said, thou lackest one thing. Go sell what thou hast. Come and take up that cross and follow me. And you'll have treasures in heaven. But the Bible says he hung his head and walked away sorrowful. Amen?
Amen.
After a few weeks went by, you know what his identification was? Lifted up his eyes in hell. His last identification. Lifted up his eyes in hell and cried.
Right.
But before that, he got more richer. Because the Bible says, he said, hey, look at me. Look what I've gained. Look what I've earned. What am I going to do? I guess I'll have to tear down these barns and build bigger barns so I'll have a place to bestow all my goods. And the scripture says, this night, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And whose will these be? See, at one time, he might have walked by Lazarus when he was laying at the gate. And he might have would have helped him. But because he got out of contact with God and didn't give God his life, then he began to be desolate and show the signs of abandonment. And he could walk by old Lazarus and he wouldn't give him the time of day.
Amen.
Amen. What about me and you? Amen. We begin to show signs of abandonment. We don't, first sign, you don't come to the house of God like you used to. Then you know what? You don't raise your hands like you used to and worship God. Then you don't enter in like you used to and say, preach it, Brother Donnie, preach it, Brother Homer. Amen. You don't enter in like you are to. Amen. You start showing signs of abandonment. Oh, it may be weeks, it may be years. But all of a sudden you'll start showing signs of abandonment. Desolation. God help us tonight. Let me set my face unto you, Lord. Amen. Let, he said, now therefore, Lord God, our God, hear the prayer of thy servant in his supplication. Cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Amen. Oh my God, incline thy ear and hear. Listen to him. He's done confess. He said, I understand by the reading of the books, my time of deliverance is at hand. He started confessing.
Yeah.
Then he started, here's what he began to say. God, come. Touch this sanctuary for thy sake. Then he begins to say, oh my God, incline thy ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations. And the city which is called by thy name. Oh, that's your prayer. God, come. Amen. Shine. Have your light shine upon this sanctuary.
Amen.
Oh Lord, hear. And incline. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations. He said, we got desolations. Yeah. We got some points that we need to tighten up in. Amen. We got some things. Hey, like I said earlier, Brother Donnie just been preaching down the earth messages the last several months, showing us how we ought to live and how we ought to act, how we ought to treat one another.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us. Open our eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. Hey, we're called by his name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. Not for our righteousness, because our righteousness wouldn't get nowhere. Everything I could do and would do would not get me nowhere. The scripture says, my righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. In other words, what I do, what I can do, is a stink in his nostrils. God. You remember when Moses, when God told Moses, them people were a bunch of, oh, he made Moses got kind of angry, didn't he? Said, you rebels, you want water, smoke the rock twice when he was supposed to just speak to it?
Right.
Boy, people can, they get on your nerves sometime. And you say things sometimes and do things you wish you hadn't have said and done. Come on, we're all human beings. Amen. There's no holy ones amongst us, so let's get the halos off. Amen. We do things, we say things so many times, because hey, we get kind of aggravated. We get kind of carried away. We get kind of carnal. And God said, Moses, just step aside and I'll destroy every one of them. Start over again. But then Moses threw himself in the way.
Amen.
He said, before you take them, take me. Brother Bram said, I always wondered about that. But then God revealed it to me. That was Christ in Moses. Standing in the gap for his people. I thought, God, one day we had a prophet. Amen. Oh, he didn't want to touch on marriage and divorce and all that. But when God gave him the revelation. Amen. And he said, go and live like you are, but don't do that awful sin no more. Teach your children not to do it. What did he do? He stood in the gap for us. Amen. I'm so glad we had one that's in our hour that stand in the gap for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Stood in the gap for us. Hallelujah. Amen. For thy great mercies. Verse 19. O Lord, hear. Daniel saying, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not. For thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. I thought, God, we could go on and on. People that set their face to the Lord that got under desperation. Jacob. There's Hannah. There's Ruth. Shunammite woman. Blind Bartimaeus. Oh, we could call them all. Amen. They had to set their face unto the Lord. They got desperate. What about me and you? Jacob got so desperate, he knew Esau was out there ready to meet him. And he got so, what about me and you?
Amen.
Hey, we type Jacob, you know, out there, we're ready, struggling. But out there lays our Esau, that old flesh, to get a hold of us as soon as we walk out that door. God help us, amen. Help us, Lord, to set our face before you, Lord. Help me to be desperate like Hannah. Hannah got so desperate, Eli thought she was drunk.
Amen.
Ruth got so desperate, said, I'll not leave you. I'll go with you. You're going to be my God. Your people will be my people. Blind Bartimaeus got so desperate that she said, he said, he began to cry, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What about me and you tonight? Shunammite woman in the Bible. I also think about that little black woman there in Memphis. I got to coming home one day, listen to that tape. I listened to the Church Ages and was listening to one of them. Brother Ben began to tell that story how his plane got grounded in Memphis. You know, said keep walking. How she was there, and she got there, and all of a sudden, hey man, and just, Brother Horn, just tears begin to roll up in my eyes, because why? Because she wasn't concerned, but when she got to the gate, remember all the, you know that story, she said, hello, Parson, Brother Brown said, Parson, said, how'd you know? Said, I seen you coming. Amen. But she wasn't interested in his gift because Brother Brown said, hey, Doug, you know me. I'm William Brown. I pray for the sick. She wasn't interested in that. All she wanted to know, her baby was in the room, dying without God. And all she wanted to know that she said, I don't care about my baby. She said, I promise the Lord, if he give me a son, I'll raise him right. And I tried all my best, but he got mixed up with the wrong crowd and he got off and now he's dying in there. Doctor man said he came in and inherited a social disease. He said, it doesn't need a hole through his heart. Amen. Said, there's nothing else that they can do for him. He said, I don't mind him doing. I just don't want to see him going in that condition. I thought, God, amen, what about me? Let me set my face unto you tonight, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let me have the token, God, inside of me that I can see the conditions of time and I can see people waiting out saying, God, help them, Lord God. People are dying. I don't want to see them die without God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And remember, he began to say, Mama, it's light in the room. It's light in the room. Amen. I thank God one day we begin to say that it's light. It's light in the room. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord, shine upon thy sanctuary, this sanctuary that's desperate, that's desolate because of thy great mercies. Oh, Lord, hear. Oh, Lord, forgive. That's what I want him to do tonight. I want to set my face into him tonight and say, oh, Lord, hear. Then, oh, Lord, forgive. And, oh, Lord, heed. In other words, defer not, don't delay, Lord. Because time's running out. Oh, Lord, heed and act. Do not delay, Lord. I set my face to the Lord. Stand together. Amen. You love him tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Amen. Sorry. Might have held you a little bit too long. Forgive me. You know, I didn't have no button in my mouth. Didn't have no cough drop or anything, but just want to do what God sent me to do. Listen to his voice. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, we read your word tonight, Father. Oh, Daniel said, I set my face to the Lord because I begin to understand by the reading of the books that my time of departure was at hand. Lord, we begin to look according to the message of the hour, according to the scriptures. Surely the handwriting's on the wall, Father. Lord, signs of the time, Lord. No so much concerned about what people are doing, but God help me, Lord. Let me don't be caught in the same trap that they're in, Father. And Lord, if there's some here tonight, Lord, that's maybe caught, maybe listening to the wrong voice, Lord, may they rebuke that thing as quick as they can. Say, Lord, I need to set my face unto you, Lord. Would you come, Lord? As Daniel did, he said, I begin to understand. Then he began to confess. God, let me begin to confess. Lord, I've done wickedly. I disobeyed. I've committed iniquity. I've rebelled, Lord. Then Daniel put us all in the same group. God, we're all in the same group tonight. We've all rebelled. We've all done iniquity. We all haven't hearkened unto your voice. But God, let that not be said from this day on. But let us hearken unto your voice, Lord. And let your light shine upon this sanctuary that's desolate tonight, Lord. May we say like Daniel did, oh Lord, hear. Lord, hearken. Defer not, don't delay. But come and act. And help me, Lord. Because time is drawing to a close, Lord. We just don't know what hour, Lord. Father, here we are standing tonight, Lord. Come this time next year, if there should be another year, Lord, if you should tarry, there's some of us may not be standing here like we are tonight, Lord. Help us to set our face unto you, Lord. And help us to live for you with all that's within our hearts, Lord. Because we just don't know what hour that'll be, Lord. We know there's going to be some that go by the way of the grave. And we know there's some that's going to be living, Lord. But whatever the way is for each and every one of us, help us to live for you, Lord, with all that's within us, Lord. Help me to be a true sanctuary, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord. Come, Lord. Not for our righteousness, but for your sake, Lord. Because you said you'd have a people that would live for you. Lord, let me be a part of that group that'll live for you. Grant it, Father. Hallelujah. Well, we can sing that song, Sanctuary. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Amen.
Lord, prepare me.
Is that what you want tonight?
Be a sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
Be mine, Lord, that's what I want to be tonight.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed the word of the Lord tonight? Amen, Brother David. God bless you. I guess he's already went into the study. First time I've ever heard him speak, but I hope it's not the last. I enjoyed that tonight, didn't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. We just appreciate what the brother had to say to us tonight. May we take it to heart. It's been good to be here tonight, hasn't it? You got one more time to come to church in 2013. Try to be here in the morning. It'll be good. I promise you it'll be good. I like what he said about Wednesday night crowd. They're the ones that really love the Lord. I just imagine he heard Brother Homer say that somewhere along the way. God bless you. So good to have you in the house of God tonight. Most of all, we appreciate the presence of the Lord. Let's sing the little chorus together. Signs of the time are everywhere. As you're dismissed, service in the morning at 11. God bless you. Shake hands and be friendly as you leave tonight. Oh, yes, now signs of the time are everywhere. A brand new